News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Supreme Court on Wednesday formed an independent committee of technical experts to probe the Pegasus surveillance issue, saying the center cannot get a free pass every time by raising national security concerns. A bench comprising Chief Justice N.V. Ramana and Justices Suryakant and Hima Kohli said there has been no specific denial by the center about the use of Pegasus. Thus, we have no option but to accept the submissions of petitioner prima facie, and thus we appoint an expert committee whose function will be overseen by the Supreme Court, the top court ordered. The court also criticized the center for raising the argument of national security to defend its case, stating that it cannot be an omnibus argument to gain a free pass every time the court exercises judicial review. State cannot get free pass every time by raising national security concerns. No omnibus prohibition can be called against judicial review. Center should have justified its stand here and not render the court a mute spectator, the top court said. The committee will be headed by former Supreme Court Judge Justice R.V. Ravindran and assisted by Alok Joshi, former IPS officer, Dr. Sandeep Oberoi, Dr. Naveen Kumar Chaudhary, Dean, National Forensic Sciences University, Gandhinagar, Gujarat, Dr. Prabharan P., Professor Amrita Vishwa Vidyapitham, Kerala, and Dr. Ashwin Anil Gumaste, IIT Bombay. The court had reserved its order on September 13, saying it only wanted to know whether or not the center used the Pegasus spyware through illegal methods to allegedly snoop on citizens. The apex court had observed orally that it would set up a technical expert committee to inquire into the matter and pass an interim order on the pleas seeking an independent probe into the grievances of the alleged surveillance of certain eminent Indians by hacking their phones using Israeli firm NSO spyware Pegasus. The top court's observations on constituting the committee assume significance in view of the center's statement that it would set up an expert panel on its own to look into the entire issue. A day after a mosque was vandalized during a Vishwa Hindu Parishad rally in Panisagar subdivision of North Tripura district, security was beefed up and police protection was provided to all mosques in the district, a senior official said on Wednesday. The situation is peaceful in North Tripura, barring some stray incidents, Director General of Police V.S. Yadav said. Prohibitory orders under Section 144 of CRPC was promulgated in Panisagar and neighboring Dharmanagar subdivisions following the incident at Chamtila area in North Tripura district. All the mosques across the state are under security cover now. We are keeping a vigil on the situation, Yadav said. A mosque was vandalized and two shops were set ablaze at Chamtila on Tuesday evening during a VHP rally taken out to protest against recent violence against Hindus in neighboring Bangladesh. Three houses and a few shops, reportedly owned by members of the minority community, were also ransacked in nearby Roa Bazar, North Tripura, Superintendent of Police Bhanupada Chakraborty had said. Now the situation in North Tripura district is peaceful. We have beefed up security and police protection for all mosques in the district, he said. Prohibitory orders under Section 144 of CRPC was promulgated at Panisagar and Dharmanagar subdivisions for an indefinite period, Chakraborty told PTI. DGP Yadav said some miscreants had tried to disrupt communal harmony in the state a few days back by attacking religious places, but they could not succeed due to security deployment. Some miscreants were active to disrupt the communal harmony and malign the image of the government, but the police always remained active, Yadav told reporters. Tripura State Jamaat Ulema, a branch of All India Organization Jamaat Ulema-e-Hind that seeks to protect Islamic beliefs, identity, heritage and places of worship, confirmed that police protection has been given to all mosques of North Tripura. The government is working to maintain peace in the state, Tripura State Jamaat Ulema President Mufti Tayyabur Rahman said. Assistant Inspector General of Police Law and Order Shubrata Chakraborty said, all the district heads of police were asked to provide security to mosques and organize regular patrolling in vulnerable areas. The Bombay High Court will continue hearing the bail plea of Aryan Khan, the son of Bollywood actor Shah Rukh Khan, who has been arrested in a drugs case, on Thursday when the NCB will present its arguments. Justice N.W. Samre began hearing the bail application on Tuesday. The matter will be heard at 3 p.m. "Tomorrow we will try to finish it," Justice Samre said after Wednesday's hearing, which went on for over 2 hours. Both Aryan and co-accused Arbaaz Merchants Councils cleaved through the NCB's allegations of conspiracy and told the court that the charge was not applied during the arrest and that the arrest copy did not mention it at the time either. Senior advocate Mukul Rohatgi, appearing for Aryan Khan, argued that the arrest was a direct infringement of constitutional provisions as the arrest memo did not give the true and correct grounds. Senior counsel Amit Desai, appearing for Merchant, pointed out that the Special Court for Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances, or NDPS Act, on Tuesday granted bail to two other accused in the case, Manish Rajgaria and Avin Sahu. The allegations against them are also the same. In fact, there was recovery of 2.6 grams of ganja or cannabis from one of the accused, and the second had said that he had consumed, Desai said. "If not on the ground of parity, but on liberty, these boys, that is Aryan Khan and Merchant, should be granted bail. Release them on bail with strict conditions," Desai argued. He further told the court that the charge of conspiracy and abetment was invoked in the case by the NCB as an afterthought. "Why was there a need for an arrest based on the evidence at that time? There was no conspiracy at that point," Desai told the court. "This is a case of nothing more than personal consumption," he added. One of the biggest allegations leveled by the anti-drugs agency against Aryan, Merchant and model Munmun Dhamicha, who was also arrested from the ship during the drug bust, is that they are a part of a larger international drug racket. Instead of arresting them, the NCB should have first issued them a notice under Section 41A of the Code of Criminal Procedure, under which an accused is asked to appear and record a statement in minor offences, the lawyer said. "What was the need to arrest them at that time when conspiracy charge was not even applied?" Desai said, adding that the charge of possession of small quantity of drugs only attracts 1 year's imprisonment, so it was a minor offence. The NCB's arrest memo of October 3 contained only sections 20B and 27 of the NDPS Act, which relate to consumption and possession of drugs, and there is no mention of sections 28 and 29 pertaining to abetment and conspiracy, Advocate Desai said. "There are no WhatsApp chats between these three accused with the other accused. The WhatsApp chats being relied upon by the NCB are old and have no connection with this case," the lawyer added. "These alleged WhatsApp chats of Aryan and others were provided to the media, but were not part of court records," he said, questioning their veracity. Justice Samre said, "The United Kingdom has done away with the need to supply a certificate to prove the authenticity of electronic evidence, but the same is needed in India." Advocate Kashif Ali Khan Deshmukh, appearing for Dhamicha, said she was made a scapegoat only because she was detained with Aryan and Merchant. "The NCB has made Dhamicha a part of the alleged drug network. She doesn't even know these persons, Aryan and Merchant. She comes from a small town in Madhya Pradesh and is a fashion model," he said. After the hearing, which went on for over 2 hours, Justice Samre said he would hear Additional Solicitor General Anil Singh, who's representing the Narcotics Control Bureau, on Thursday. Aryan Khan, 23, Merchant, and Dhamicha were arrested along with others on October 3 following a raid by the NCB on a cruise ship off the Mumbai coast and alleged seizure of drugs. They approached the HC last week after a special court for NDPS Act cases rejected their bail plea. The United Nations is summoning an unusual witness to testify to the dangers of burning fossil fuels that stoke global warming. A dinosaur. In a video released on social media ahead of this year's UN Climate Change Summit, a computer-generated dinosaur bursts into the UN's famous General Assembly Hall in New York to tell world diplomats that going extinct is a bad thing. The light-hearted clip, voiced in the English version by actor Jack Black, carries a serious message that the UN Development Programme hopes to drive home. "You're headed for a climate disaster," the dinosaur proclaims, "and yet every year governments spend hundreds of billions of public funds on fossil fuel subsidies. Imagine if we had spent hundreds of billions per year subsidizing giant meteors." In an accompanying report released on Wednesday, the UN agency says its research shows that the world spends more than four times as much each year, about $423 billion, to subsidize fossil fuels for consumers than it does to help poor countries tackle global warming. The figure doesn't include the indirect costs of burning oil, coal, and gas, such as the harm fossil fuel emissions do to the environment and human health. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has repeatedly called for an end to subsidies on fossil fuels, something many governments are wary of because of fears of higher prices could spark social unrest. The head of the UN Development Programme, Achim Steiner, acknowledged that reforming the system of fossil fuel subsidies would not be easy and might look different in each country. "But we also know that we must move away from these energy sources that are contributing to our planet's decline," he said. "Ending financial support for them in a way that is fair and equitable is a critical element of that transition." Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.